June 1st for the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands. First item of business is approving the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minute?
This is Doug. I so move.
I'll second it, Doug. Great. Tuya, just a point of clarification is that when I talk about the treasurers, it's actually 72 county treasurers and 1,400 municipal treasurers. So they're both treasurer groups, just because it was saying 1,400 treasurers for the 72 counties. It was 72 county treasurers and 1,400 municipal treasurers, but for future reference. Seeing that there are no other objections, all those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Josh.
It's been moved and seconded, and the minutes are approved. Moving on to loans, I know that we have five loans at about $1.2 million. Is there a motion to approve the loan?
This is Doug. I'll approve them. Buying lots of trucks.
Great. Great. That I'll second it. Rich, do you want to talk us through what we're looking at for loans today?
Sure. Doug's absolutely right. We're helping communities buy a lot of trucks today. The other two projects are the Town of Little Rice is buying land for a gravel pit, which is a little unusual. And then the Green Lake Sanitary District is financing a sewer main extension. And they have plenty of equalized value in Green Lake. That's all I have for today.
All right. Any questions for Rich? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
The loans are approved. Moving on to our new item of business, it's a submerged land lease with the Town of Bell. Tom, I know that we're just renewing a previous lease, so maybe you want to walk us through what we're looking at?
You bet. These items don't come up all the time, but they are one of our ancillary duties. So ECPL is designated as the leasing agent for the state of Wisconsin for lake beds and river beds. Some of you may be aware that Article 9 of the state constitution declares that the waters of Wisconsin shall be forever free. So before a riparian or waterfront owner can place any permanent structures on a lake bed or river bed, they need to receive permission. So in virtually all situations, they need regulatory approval from the DNR. And sometimes, depending on the project, they may also need a lease from BCPL where the waterfront owner seeks to change the waterfront beyond regularizing the shoreline. Now, nature is not always symmetrical, and sometimes the waterfront owner is merely trying to straighten out the shoreline. But this situation is not regularizing the shoreline, and therefore it does involve leasing. The Town of Bell has been dredging their harbor for decades and then placing that fill on the bed of Lake Michigan just to the north and east of their existing dock. The DNR has given its regulatory approval, and the board now has jurisdiction to determine whether or not to approve a new lease with the town. Now, traditionally, BCPL has approved leases in these situations. The rental rate has been dependent upon the project. Where the riparian owner seeks to exclude the public from the leased area, well, then the rental rate is commensurate with the commercial value of the property, subject to our leasing authority. But when a municipality is leasing for the purposes of providing a park or navigation improvements for the public, well, then the leasing rate has traditionally been nominal. As the public is not excluded from the area where the dredge material is to be placed, and the purpose of the project is to provide the public with navigation improvements, the town has requested a nominal annual leasing charge. In these cases, DCPL staff conclude this is the type of situation that would be appropriate for leasing at a nominal rate. hopefully that that gives you a good background on this issue before the board right now. Are there any further questions?
Well, this is Doug. I can say this is a repeat, and we've done this before, and I can remember when it happened the last time. So I would make I would approve the motion to approve the lease for $200 a year for the town.
Tom, I just have, was it $200 for the last time, and was it 20 years, or what were the terms last time?
Last time
we don't have a second.
Yeah. So the last time was $100 a year, and it was only 15 years, if I remember correctly.
Okay. And so I guess just the 20-year term was just because it made sense to wait longer to add more time onto it, or?
The town requested it. The BCPL has the statutory authority to lease for up to 50 years. But in this situation, the town had asked for longer than last time, and the DNR was willing to give their regulatory approval for a lease for up to 20 years. And so 20 years was kind of the Goldilocks spot in between where it was and where it could go.
So I guess first I'll second Doug's motion, but I do have just a couple follow-ups too. Tom, am I right that DNR's review would have been a review for the appropriateness of what the town is doing from an environmental standpoint?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. And so our review is just at our discretion, basically?
Yes.
Okay. And we historically have approved these sorts of leases, correct?
Correct. When after the DNR has done its regulatory review, it comes to us more for contractual determination as to whether the state should do this or not.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Are there any other
questions?
Josh, those are all you have?
That's right.
Great. Doug, do you have anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay. See none. All those in favor of approving the Town of Bell's 20-year lease at $200 a year, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
All right. It is approved. Moving on to report, our chief investment officer report, Rich.
Today, I only have a few small items. Today, we are closing on a $20 million funding of our commitment to the BlackRock Core Property Fund, which continues our progress on investing available cash into more productive assets. We expect distributable income of approximately 4% every year, along with appreciation above the long-term rate of inflation. Also, we slightly rebalanced our equity ETF portfolio in accordance with the allocation approved by the investment committee a few weeks ago. We increased the percentage of public equity assets towards value and dividend-producing stocks, which we believe will help increase and stabilize income distribution in future years. And that's all I have for today.
Thanks, Rich. Any questions for Rich? Tom, moving on to your report.
Just two items. The first one falls into the category of important but not urgent. Recently, there have been a few attempts at legislating the funding of the acquisition of Dorman Paper Mills located in Wisconsin Rapids and Park Falls. A group of stakeholders have formed a cooperative, and they seek to acquire those mills and modernize the equipment. Local legislators have sought to use some federal stimulus funds to help the co-op acquire and equip those mills, and BCPL has been inserted into the legislation. The proposed legislation would require the local governments to assist with the funding of the projects using loans from BCPL or other sources, before such federal stimulus money could be loaned to the co-op. And we've been involved in several discussions with local officials, but it's still premature. Local officials are talking with co-op officials, but to the best of my knowledge, no decisions have been made yet as to the extent of the local financing. We have not received any loan application requests at this time. However, in light of the high-profile nature of these projects in these parts of the state and the dollars they're talking about, I thought it was important to give you a briefing on these matters, and we promise to keep you apprised on any developments. Are there any questions on that?
Tom, this is Sarah. I guess, can we maybe, I know this is under future agenda items, but I think it might be worthwhile just to make sure we're tracking that, because I know when you and I joined that kickoff meeting for the paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids, and now there is a public hearing tomorrow on it, and it's, they're planning one on the Senate. There might just be more questions that are being asked about it with regards to commissioner. So could we add that just as an update for the next meeting?
More than happy to.
Great, thank you.
Which brings me to my next topic. My son is getting married on June 12th, so it'll be a very small wedding in light of the pandemic, just the couple and their respective parents, but I'll be taking a few days off before and after, so I expect my report at the next meeting will be pretty short, but I do promise to provide you an update on the Park Falls and Wisconsin Rapids situation. So.
Congratulations
to your family, Tom.
That's great news.
Yeah, they have scheduled and rescheduled and rescheduled and finally said, you know, we need to move on with our lives. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm happy for them.
Good. That's great. Yeah, well, we can, of course, wait, but just wanted to keep this on the commissioner's radar screen, so.
Will do.
I was just going to talk about the paper mill, Tom, and seeing that you already mentioned that, I actually do not have anything to report. And we already mentioned future agenda items. Would any of the commissioners like anything else to be added for a future board meeting?
Nothing for me.
Okay. All right. Seeing none, is there a motion to approve or to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
I second it. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Me too.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
Thanks.